The Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim is based on the characters to be found in the full-color action pictures of the same name, which appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. It's a high spot in the family's Sunday reading. It's amusing and entertaining. The best, the top-rate cartoonists and artists contribute to the Comic Weekly. And you'll find such popular favorites as Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Donald Duck, Popeye, The Lone Ranger, Flash Gordon, and a host of others. All in full color. All to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Don't miss it this Sunday. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and his faithful servant Kolu have discovered that the so-called quiet and peaceful college town of Knowlton is not the place to find peace and quiet. And Jim and Kolu are heading back for the big city, where, as Kolu says, find more quiet in subway train and boiler factory. It is about 11 o'clock at night and raining as we begin our story.
Well, this hardly looks like a main road, Kolu. And a wild country around here.
Look, Tuan Jim. Sign up ahead.
Well, slow down. Let's have a look at it.
There, see? In headlights. Signs say, Renton 20 miles.
Guess you're right after all, Kolu. This road still looks strange to me. Can't remember ever coming this way before.
Wait. Car coming, Tuan Jim. We stop them. Ask to make sure.
I'll do it, Kolu. Coming pretty fast. Hello there!
They not stop.
I guess they were afraid to at this time of night on a lonely country road.
What we do now, Tuan Jim?
They must be heading for Grenton too, Kolu. This road is good enough for them. Well, it's good enough for us. Let's go on. Say, that's funny.
What funny, Tuan Jim?
That car that just passed us. It's disappeared.
Maybe it turned, bend in road.
But the road is as straight as a die.
Yes, you're right, Tuan Jim.
I wonder where they went. Kolu, stop. Stop the car.
What's wrong, Tuan Jim?
Plenty. The road ends just about 50 feet ahead. It goes over that cliff.
Tuan Jim, that other car.
I was just thinking of that myself, Kolu. Come on.
You think they go over cliff?
Looks like it, Kolu.
Wait. Stop, Tuan Jim. This is edge.
Can you see anything below there, Kolu?
No. Too dark.
There, I see the car.
Huh?
It's down below. Let's go.
People dead in that car after the big fall.
Maybe, Kolu. But we're going down and see. That's peculiar. There's only one person in the car, a woman. I could have sworn that there was a man driving.
Maybe men fall out when car go over a cliff.
No, the doors of the car all closed. Well, let's get the woman out of the wreck.
Yes, yes. Tuan Jim, the woman.
Yes. Yes, Kolu. She's dead.
What are we going to do, Tuan Jim?
We're going to get the police, Kolu. There's something mighty peculiar about this whole affair. Not a trace of the man who was driving the car.
Tuan Jim, see light? Over there.
It's a house. Off the road about 100 yards. Turn in the driveway, Kolu.
I not see light when we go by here before, Tuan Jim.
Neither did I.
Everything this night happened funny.
And it's not so funny, Kolu. Pull up in front of the house. Say, the light just went out in the house.
What do you want?
Well, I'm sorry to disturb you,
sorry.
But...
Sorry. What do you mean by pounding at a person's door at this time of the night?
There's been an accident, madam. And I'd like to use your phone to call the police.
Excellent. Call the police. Well, you can't do it.
She not want company.
Well, she's going to have company, whether she wants it or not.
Good evening. Won't you come in?
Oh, yes,
I know. There's been a wreck and you want to call the police. Amelia told me.
Well, all we want to do is call the police. We'll leave immediately.
Come in. You'll catch a death of cold standing there in the rain.
Come on, Colo.
Yes, Tuan Jim.
My name is Bradley. James Bradley. And this is Colo, my manservant.
How do you do? I'm Jonathan Correll.
Not Dr. Correll, the famous biologist.
Well, not so famous anymore, Mr. Bradley. You see, I've been rather out of things for the last 5 or 6 years.
You'll regret this, Doctor. You'll regret letting them come in here.
Amelia, that's enough. Now, Mr. Bradley.
May I use your phone right away, Dr. Correll? I must phone the police about that accident.
I'm afraid that's quite impossible, Mr. Bradley.
Impossible?
At least till tomorrow morning. You see, the storm has disrupted communications. The phone is dead.
I see. Well, thank you anyway, Doctor. Come on, Colo.
You're not going.
We must. You see, Doctor, this isn't just an ordinary accident.
No?
No. I think that the signposts on the road were deliberately tampered with and changed to cause that car to go over the cliff.
Good Lord, why?
I don't know, Doctor. But I'm going to find out.
Oh, I can hardly believe that, Mr. Bradley, but even if it's true, don't you think it would be better to wait till morning, till it's light out?
But,
My nearest neighbor lives several miles from here. And like as not, his telephone is dead, too.
That's very
true. As for the woman in the wrecked car, well, nothing can bother her now. It isn't as though she were injured and had to receive medical attention.
Well, you win, Doctor. We'll stay.
Good. You may use this room. There's a sofa and a lounge that are very comfortable.
Oh, don't bother, Doctor. I don't believe either Colo or I will want to go to bed.
As you say, Mr. Bradley. Amelia.
Yes, Doctor?
Bring Mr. Bradley and... what did you say his name was?
Colo.
Oh, yes, Colo. A pitcher of milk and some of that fine cake you baked today.
Oh, please, Doctor. We're not hungry.
When you taste Amelia's cake, you will be. She's an excellent cook.
I baked that cake for you, Doctor.
Amelia, you must learn to be more hospitable. Now, get the milk and the cake.
Very well.
Don't let us keep you awake, Doctor. We'll be all right.
Oh, I wasn't asleep when you came, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, you weren't?
Oh, no. I was working in my laboratory on some new experiments.
Well, if you would like to go back to them, Doctor...
Frankly, I would. As much as I've enjoyed this little interruption... I must get back to my work. So if you'd excuse me.
Go right ahead, Doctor.
Thank you. You mustn't mind Amelia. She's really very good at heart. Good night.
Good night.
He's a nice man, the doctor.
Yes, Colo, and quite a famous one. Well, this is better than spending the night in the rain, isn't it?
Nearly 3 o'clock in the morning, Doctor.
Good. The drug you placed in the milk is a time to take effect on them.
I followed your instructions, Doctor, and put 10 cc in the quart of milk.
It's just enough. Any more and they'd be dead. Just enough for our purposes. Well, let's begin. Get the operating table ready in the laboratory.
Yes, Doctor, I've already done so.
And let's bring them in.
I'll bring the cart. They're too heavy for us to carry.
You think of everything, Amelia. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Unlock the door, Doctor.
Yes, of course.
You see, Doctor, the pitcher's empty. They've drunk the milk.
Look at them. Sleeping the sleep of the innocent and just. Too bad they'll never awaken from that sleep. Now to get them on the cart. Give me a hand, Amelia.
Yes.
Now, let's lift together. The 7 Colo first. There. He's a big one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have Mr. Bradley. There they are. Open the door to the laboratory, Amelia. To send them away, Amelia. Their coming here was a stroke of good fortune. Now I can test my elixir of life. The acid test, one might say.
I was afraid when they came to the door. I thought perhaps they'd discovered who'd fixed the signs to cause the accident.
How could they know? Yes, now I can do it. What I've planned for so many years. They called me mad, did they? Said I couldn't restore the dead to life. They shall see. They shall see. Amelia.
Yes, Doctor.
The body of the man we took from the wrecked car ready?
It's ready, Doctor.
Good. Now, my dear Mr. Bradley, there is only one little thing we'll want from you. It's a very important thing, however. A small gland that rests between the lobes of your brain. The pituitary. We'll transplant that into the brain of our poor accident victim.
That's all for you, Dr. Correll.
Huh? They're awake, Amelia.
Get her, Colo. Don't let her get away.
I get her. I got her, Tuan Jim. I hold her mouth closed.
Good. Now, Doctor.
Stopped. Halted. My work will never be finished now.
Your work should never have begun, Dr. Correll. You were tampering with something that man has no right to meddle in.
We be in city soon now.
I suppose so.
Doctor, he bad man.
Not bad, Colo. Just warped. He believed he was doing something for civilization.
Colo still think he bad man. Try to kill us. Tuan Jim, how you know milk not good to drink, huh?
Well, Dr. Correll made me suspicious when he spoke of the woman in the wreck before I even told him about it.
Oh.
Then when I tasted the milk, it didn't seem quite right to me.
Then you say, Colo, spill milk out in fire. Make doctor think we drink it.
That's right.
And you say he not bad man, eh?
Colo, his mind, properly balanced and directed, might have done great things.
Colo still say he bad man.
Okay, Colo, have it your way.
Listen in next week for another exciting adventure of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow other adventures of Jungle Jim every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Pages and pages of comics and action pictures in full color, containing the work of the world's best cartoonists and artists. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million children who look forward every Sunday to the Comic Weekly. Remember, it comes to you with your Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Don't miss it.